Carmen is all about the gypsies in southern Spain. It's about a female gypsy who is working as part of in a cigarette factory in amongst a group of women. And she falls out with one of the women, causes a bit of a stink, and all the other girls go out and they get the soldiers who are out, based outside, to come and help sort it out, which they do. And Carmen sets her sights on Don Jose. And after that, the story unfolds, and he falls absolutely hopelessly in love with her, but she is not the sort of person who gives her heart to any man, and she goes, she soon discards him, although she continues to use him. And I'll just leave it like that because I want everybody else to come along and see what happens at the end.
So you're putting it on at the Auden Theatre. It's a great little theatre, isn't it?
It's a lovely little theatre. It's very intimate because the apron of the stage goes right out into the audience. So it's really great because the audience then feel part of the production. So it's really good.
How much work has gone into putting this on?
An inordinate amount of work, not just on my part, as the director, the musical director, who is completely redoing the music for this, because obviously it's a shortened score, so she has completely redone that with her partner Michael Christie. Absolutely amazing. So it's the orchestra who are going to be working on this, it's the singers who are working on it, it's the backstage people who are working on it. It's just hundreds of hours that go into the final production.
So you've got a little bit of a different take on Carmen, though.
Yes, we have this time round. We have got women undertaking some of the male roles in this production. And so we have been able to sort of adapt the score just slightly to accommodate that. And that is really because it's so difficult to get men to step up to the plate and come and audition. They get nervous and then in the end they don't come. So we have to adapt things. And we always have a lot of women who are willing and able and can sing in the lower ranges. And so that's what we do.
So tell us a little bit about your group.
Our group, it's not a huge group. We have people who go from ages 17 up to 80, and if you can sing, we'll have you. You don't have to have an operatic voice, you know, trained over many years. It's not that. We're completely amateur, so we just love singing, and if you can sing, we would like to hear from you, male and female. We just need more singers, because any group needs new blood, because it can't keep going if you don't get new people into the group. And it's very, very important that you do that, because new people bring new ideas of what they would like to do. And when people have been in a group for a very long time, you're in danger of becoming tired. And so you need that refreshment every now and then. New blood, new ideas, great.
So how did you get involved? Tell us the story.
Oh, I got involved after seeing an advertisement in the Holt Chronicle for people to come along and help with the set. Can you sew? Can you paint? Can you do things like that? I thought, yes, I could, because I'd done it for many years in Buckinghamshire. And I thought, yep, I can give a hand with that. So I went down and I only just walked straight in. I didn't get to sew anything or paint anything. They just said to me, alto or soprano. And I was singing from there on in, even though, as I thought, I was far, far too late. And that was a production of Don Giovanni in 2006 when I joined.
How much have you enjoyed it over those, 10 years?
Yeah, oh, I've enjoyed it tremendously. We've done so many different things, worked under so many different directors as well, and musical directors. And it's just good fun. I mean, every time you start a new production, you think, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get my head around this. and you start to sing, and you just week by week it comes, and gradually it all comes together. And that's what we're finding right now. It's just coming together at the right time, because you don't want to don't want it happening too early, and you don't want it obviously happening too late. But it's just gelling together now, and it's going to be perfect.
And it's all going on in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, it is. The 14th to the 16th at the Auden Theatre here in Holt. That's at Gresham School, of course.